With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Middle East expert John Alterman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Israeli defense officials felt the Hezbollah attacks have gone too far for too long a period of time.
This is the kind of step you need to take, not because you want to defeat Hezbollah comprehensively, but you need to remind Hezbollah of just how much Israel can hurt Hezbollah, can weaken Hezbollah. And if they're interested in self-preservation, they have to back off on the border with Israel.
In the latest strikes, the Israeli military announced it had hit some 300 targets, saying it was going after Hezbollah weapons sites. Meanwhile, President Biden says U.S. officials continue to pursue a diplomatic resolution to the ongoing violence in the Middle East.
I've been briefed on the latest developments in Israel and Lebanon. My team is in constant contact with their counterparts, and we're working to de-escalate.
The U.S. is sending additional troops to the Middle East during the sharp spike in violence, it was announced. Also at SRNnews.com, a top defense expert warns China is likely preparing a number of cyber strategies to shut down key U.S. infrastructure in the event of a war.
Retired Congressman Mike Gallagher was impressed with Israel's recent use of exploding pagers against Hezbollah.
Remarkable if you start to think through everything that was necessary to make it happen.
But the former head of the House Select Committee on China says he can't help but wonder what similar attacks China could pull off.
If, for example, the Chinese were to disable cranes, smart cranes at port facilities.
All part of what Gallagher says could be
the disabling potentially of infrastructure in the heart of America.
Former Congressman Mike Gallagher was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow had 68 points. The NASDAQ composite up 30 points. This is SRN News. Most pastors don't preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican office seekers in close races are turning their backs on the party's pro-life tradition. In TV ads and personal op-eds in local newspapers, those Republicans are trying to distance themselves from GOP that for decades has worked to protect unborn babies. The campaigns for control of the House are as tight as ever, with a few seats expected to determine which party holds the majority in the chamber. This is SRN News. It's a major blow to drug traffickers.
The son of a Mexican drug cartel leader has been convicted of charges that he used violence to help his father operate one of the country's largest and most dangerous narcotics trafficking organizations. Federal jury in Washington has convicted Ruben Oseguera of drug trafficking and gun charges. Oseguera, known as El Manchito, is the son of fugitive Jalisco New Generation cartel boss Nemesio Oseguera, and served as the cartel's second-in-command before his extradition to the U.S. in 2020. Jason Walker reporting.
San Francisco's sidewalks were once notorious for sprawling tents belonging to homeless people, but now are largely clear. But there are still thousands of homeless people living in RVs and cars, and in expanded shelter beds in that city. Water Tales at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.